Hey guys, welcome to our group Q&A call for March 13th. Sorry, I'm a couple of minutes late. I had trouble dialing in. I had to try several different numbers. So hopefully you guys didn't have trouble too, but I'm not sure if it was on my end or in the Instantel seminar end. At any rate, it's great to be here. And as usual, I'm here at your disposal. If you have any questions, if you need feedback on anything, regardless of where you are in the process right now, and I see Crystal is on as well, so she's here. If you have any questions that are more related to ConvertKit, any more technical questions or anything related to that. So we're both here. If you have a question, star two on your telephone keypad, or if you're on the call page, if you've logged into the training portal and you have today's call there up on your screen, you can just type it in as well. And I'll read it and address it. So it's an open floor right now. If you want to jump in, nobody hurt themselves trying to get to the front of the line. And let me check. I don't think we had anything pre-submitted, but let me just double check. Good there. All right, so let's see. We got Becky and Melissa. So let me start with Becky here. You had yours raised first. Hey, Becky, how you doing?
Hi, good. So I haven't been on calls for a while, so I apologize. I just haven't been able to make them for different.
No,
reasons.
It's all right. No worries.
So I'm sorry.
Look, they're here if you got questions. So no worries.
Okay. Well, it might be repetitive to everybody else, but I am just kind of wondering. You know, my lead magnet is about done and we'll get posted, but I don't really have any clue what happens after that, how the convert kit works. I know that Crystal said I wait until my thing is up before I get the last lesson. So I guess I'm just kind of confused and was just like a little bit more kind of information about what the next steps are and how it works when I don't have an email list or anything there.
Yeah. So, and let me bring Crystal on too. Crystal, you can catch her up too on, you know, what's coming up. But let me just give you a quick glimpse in terms of. So, what we're trying to do, we're experimenting with this idea of rather than give you things that you don't need yet because you're not set up, we're waiting until you got set up, and then okay, let's start driving that traffic to your lead magnet opt-in page. So that's coming, but we were releasing that once you were all set up. So don't worry, like nobody in here had a list. I think one person did. So you're nowhere, your situation is very normal. The whole idea is not to come in necessarily with a list. The whole idea is, all right, you need to start developing a way to capture some of the traffic that's coming into your site. In generating a lead out of some of those, number one. So that's already the traffic that's already been coming. Number two, you need to start working on purposely and mindfully driving some traffic to a page where people can turn into a lead, and that's what we're going to show you as well. So conceptually, that's what we're doing. But Crystal, can you give her a glimpse into, you know, what's coming up next? For her?
Absolutely. I want to check, make sure, because I did respond. I thought I gave you an email response about 2 weeks ago when you asked this question. And
yeah, you did just say, like, it's coming. But I guess, I mean, maybe that's why you guys want to tell me now is it's coming. I just sort of feel like I know nothing about this process, but okay, I'll just sit tight. I just don't know. I mean, I guess I've lost track of how many calls are left, so I kind of feel like, are we at the end of the thing? And then I'm just going to, like, I don't know what's next, and I can't ask the questions, and and then the whole program is over. So I guess for me it's a little frustrating to not be able to kind of peruse that information so that I sort of know what the expectations are coming up, just maybe a little feedback on with holding it. I mean, and that's fine if that's how you guys want to do it, but I just, like, I can't prepare because I don't know anything.
Sure, so. Absolutely. So maybe you missed a follow-up answer as well because I had – but I'm going to go – I think this is a great question for everyone. So the reason – one of the things that I we've tried to explain and we could probably do better is until your lead magnet is done – and yours just, we're still waiting for your final approval on that. Once we have that final approval, then what we do, our process is then we can set up the machine, which is powered by ConvertKit. So the first stage of all of this is designing your lead magnet, going back and forth with Ed and the team for you know, between the drafts, and then getting it to our designer, and then fixing all that and making sure it looks great. Once the lead magnet is finally approved, then the next stage of all this happens, and that's where you're at. We can't skip you ahead, because in order to understand the training that Ed has for you, you have to have your ConvertKit in place. So our next step with you is then, once we get the approval on the lead magnet, our team goes in and sets up your ConvertKit account, gets the opt-ins ready, the list ready, the sequences that are ready. And while we're doing that, you're going to be going through lesson 7. And in lesson 7, there's information about the nurturing sequence, and Ed explains all of that. And there's a form, and you need to send us two links that we use during the nurturing sequence. But none of that makes sense until you get there. And in order to be able to understand when you get there, you already need the lead magnet done so that you can – that's why it's been pieced out this way. So you'll be getting that training right away, and you'll be able to go through it. Send us over the links. We'll pop those into the nurturing sequence that we're setting up for you. Once the machine is done and the forms are ready, the sequence is ready, everything all – and we will be creating – a walkthrough, a personal walkthrough of your ConvertKit, explaining not only what have we done, but how can you change things? How does it work? And how do you use ConvertKit as well? We put all of that into a document for you, as well as those screencast videos, personalized walkthrough, and we get that over to you. As soon as that's ready for you, then you get access to the rest of the ConvertKit training. But we can't skip you ahead again to that until the ConvertKit set up, because you would have, if you're in there while we're in there, it could be messy. We could mess each other up. Once all that's done, there is training from Ed of, now that your machine is set up, now that your lead magnet is set up and everything is ready, how do you use this thing? But I understand your frustration and the time that it's taken, but you need all of those things in place before you can actually put it to work. So, Ed, did I miss anything
and
there?
I'm not frustrated. No, and I'm not frustrated with you guys or anything. It's just kind of like, I feel like, because I don't know anything about ConvertKit, I sort of feel like I feel like I'm kind of like, well, I have no idea what happens in this next stage. I mean, I understand your explanation, so that's fine. So I guess then my last question is just really then, because I've kind of lost track of this. I mean, how much longer does this program have? I feel like I was maybe a little slow kind of getting my lead magnet done and stuff. So are we almost at the end of the Q&As, or when does it end? I kind of just lost track a little bit.
Yeah, so this is the last Q&A. However, okay. Here's what I was going to tell you guys today is, look, if you got any questions as you're moving through this process, just let us know. I mean, it's not like we're going to tell you, well, sorry. We want you guys to be successful, so please let us know when you get to that point. If you have any follow-up questions, we're of course happy to address them. But what we started, I think we started in October. What I found was that the calls, there was only like a couple of people coming in because they were kind of already, they knew what they wanted, or they were set, or they didn't have any questions. So it just felt like, well, having a call every other week, nobody's really showing up, or it's only a couple of people and there aren't really any questions. So, which is fine, but I mean, there's no point in us doing a call if there aren't any questions. And I didn't know when to draw the line. I mean, should we just do them for the rest of the year? So I just decided, look, let's just, and this is something we talked about last month, we'll do the calls through February, we'll do one in March, and then we'll just, on a one-off basis, if you got any follow-up questions, we're here for you. Absolutely.
Okay, and that makes sense. I mean, I guess for me, I feel like I didn't have too many questions. I had a couple questions at the start, but not too many. But I feel like, all my questions are going to come once ConvertKit starts, because that's what I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, but don't worry. Yeah, and I get that. It's kind of a catch-22. Just believe me. So here's the thing. Like, if we made all that available, you'd be getting training on something you haven't even seen yet. So you'll retain like 5% of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able.
That.
You wouldn't know what
it.
Questions to ask. So, but I will tell you, Crystal's training on that is really solid. Plus, you'll have you'll be able to look at that and your ConvertKit. So it's kind of like working on a car. Is you'll see the YouTube video on how to take the distributor cap off while you got the hood open. You know. So that's coming. And of course, if something is not clear there, please let us know. Like, we're here to help you with that part. So no worries.
Yeah, and I'm just jumping in here too, Becky, and everybody else. Even though the weekly Q&A calls are over, especially during the ConvertKit setup portion, we know that you're going to have questions, and we'll be in direct contact with you throughout that process. So once you get our screencast and everything else, if there's something that's left over and you're like, I still don't get this, we'll either point you to a resource, we'll answer the question, or we'll help you connect with support, which, by the way, one of the prime.
Oh, we just lost Crystal.
Hello? Okay.
We just lost
okay.
her.
My question is answered. I know, but my question is answered. You can move on to Melissa. I understand that you guys will be there for me after. So.
Yeah, no, wait, I'm curious. I was going to ask Crystal, too, but where are you in the process with the lead magnet? So have you approved it already?
She just sent me the final to approve, a few minutes before this call. So I just need to look through it after this call and kind of give my final approval.
Okay, cool. Cool. So then once we have that, like she said, we'll set you up. And then we'll put some training together for you, and yeah, so then it's moving through. So, and I'm serious, Becky. I mean, look, we want, not only is it the right thing, but we want successes here. So, please, any questions throughout any of this, don't be shy. Don't feel like, well, this is out of scope or anything like that. We've left that very flexible and open because we didn't know. You know, We have to go through this process with you guys just to see what we were going to encounter.
Right. No, that's all. I'm good. It all makes sense, and that sounds good. So thanks.
Yeah, and hold on. I think Crystal's back. Hey, Crystal, we lost you.
Yes. I was just saying, ConvertKit, one of the primary reasons we chose it is because, well, there's two reasons. One, it's very simple to learn in comparison to some of the other tools out there. We found it very easy to use. I pick on Ed, but even he could pick it up and get it going without any help. So we know that it's good that way for people who are brand new. But two, their support is awesome. It's fast. It's knowledgeable, and it's not just template, you know, plug in a response and let you go. They really, really do help you. So we find that's, I want to just let you guys know that even though, you know, we'll be finishing up everything for you and moving along, you're not out there on your own without any help. We really feel like we've set you up with a platform that's going to support you.
Great. Thanks.
You are welcome. You are welcome, Becky. All right, so let's see. Melissa. Hey, Melissa, you're on.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Ed. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Just following up on Becky's question, which was a really good one, with the support with ConvertKit, do they offer phone support, or is it just email?
So I haven't used their phone support. I don't know if they have it. I'd have to check into that for you really quick. But they do have live chat support, which we've found quite helpful, and email support. And on the live chat, they in comparison to other programs that I've used, on the live chat, I'll ask a question, and then they'll be like, oh, go open a ticket, you know, if it's something that's more complicated. But these guys actually respond right there, and it's quick. You're not waiting in a long queue mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Well, that's great to know. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question, I am stuck on the I'm on the worksheet or lesson 5, getting to the end of defining my my topic. I know what lead magnet type I want to do, which is a tip sheet. But I'm wondering, is that just something I've kind of narrowed it down? Well, first of all, I'm trying to really narrow down my signature service, and I'm finding that even just defining that, is challenging. With actually naming it and then coming up with an opt-in offer that would kind of lead to my signature service. So is that something that we would kind of tweak over the phone once I submit all of the worksheets?
Absolutely. In fact, I found that that's been a really helpful part of the process, is for you to do that kind of thinking up front and then us getting on the phone and talking through what you've come up with. And I'd say in more than half of the cases, we've made some significant changes, not the kind of changes where you have to go back to the drawing board necessarily, but very important changes that make what you put together or what we're going to put together for you much stronger.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to put my perfectionist streak aside and just get this over to you, because I'm tired of looking at it and tweaking it, and I'm just going to just send it and we'll do our call and go from there.
Yeah, that's a good call, because if there comes a point where you've built up enough tension that you have to just kind of let go of that,
mm-hmm.
and because looking at it over and over again is not necessarily going to get you any closer. So it sounds like you've reached that point.
I have.
And then in terms of flexibility, just something to keep in mind, you don't have to have that signature service like set in stone yet. As long mm-hmm. as you have a pretty good idea of what it is, then that's good enough. So think about it this way. All we want right now is a lead magnet that when somebody downloads that, you can start a conversation around that topic that will hopefully lead to a discussion on how you can help them with that signature service
mm-hmm.
or via that signature service.
Right.
But as long as it's in the same realm, I think you'll uh-huh. be able to guide the prospect in that direction. It doesn't need to be fully fleshed out, complete in every single detail about it, finalized. In fact, it probably shouldn't. And not only that, but it should be flexible enough that as you continue to work through it and refine it, your lead mm-hmm. magnet will still be relevant.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right? Because if a lead magnet had to be precisely aligned with it, the moment you refine your signature service, suddenly your lead magnet has to change too, and we don't want that.
Right.
So it needs to be flexible and moldable.
Okay.
And that's why I say, look, within the same, in the same range, in the same vicinity.
Okay. That makes sense. I look forward to our call. You can help me.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
that'll,
no
be good.
That'll be great. Just FYI, since you're looking at calls, I'm gone the first week of April, so in case the last week of March, you say, all right, I'm going to schedule it for next week. I got to get this done. I'll be out then.
Okay. That works. I'm going to get this to you this week. So then whatever is available on your schedule, I'm sure we can make it work.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And thanks for all these calls, too. I appreciate everybody's questions. I learned from their questions, too, and their frustrations. So it's good to know I'm not the only one out there.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. And by the way, guys, and listen, please send us your feedback. In fact, we're going to send you a survey soon just to get your feedback. This is the first time we do this. We've been doing this for ourselves for a long time. Of course, doing it for somebody else is always harder. So we know this isn't perfect, but you know, we want to make it better. And so anything you can give us, you know, so this was great talking to Becky, because this is good to hear, you know, based on where she is, that's good to know that she was a little bit lost as to what next steps are. So that helps us, you know, clarify some of the steps and all that. So thank you. Thank you, all Melissa.
Okay, thanks, Ed.
By the way, I was just looking up ConvertKit support. It looks like most of it is, it's direct message or email. And then they have a Facebook page as well. But, and I'm not surprised. Most of these email service providers and marketing automation companies, that's kind of the standard approach now, is instead of picking up the phone and calling. My experience has been with software as a service. You have to get way up there, kind of enterprise level to be able to get reliable phone support. So not across the board, but that's kind of where you start finding it, usually at this price point. But like Crystal said, our experience has been, I shouldn't say our, because I'm not part of that. I'm not the one dealing with them, but my team's experience has been that they're very responsive and helpful.
One thing, too, I wanted to jump in and respond to is when you're all set up with the ConvertKit, obviously you don't have visibility to this yet. One of the things that you'll see in the ConvertKit training that we give you is a reference list of the most common questions that you're going to have or issues that you're going to run into just on how to run ConvertKit. And it's an itemized list so that you can pick the issue that you're having. And it'll take you straight to the ConvertKit training. Their documentation, their support training, is some of the best I've seen. The Arrival would be another service that we use. But their training, it shows screenshots, explanations, and sometimes videos, and every single one of them is to date. It's not out of date stuff, and you're trying to ask questions on forums that never get answered. It's not like that. It really is slick, and they've done a good job of it. So I think if you've had bad experiences with stuff in the past, or you just don't know how to operate some of this stuff, you'll be on pretty good footing with these people. But I did want to say, if you are totally tech-phobic and we've got this machine set up for you and it's running great, but you want to do more, you want to do other stuff, and you don't want to touch it, there are virtual assistants that specialize in ConvertKit, and they're pretty reasonable rates. So if you ever got to that point, we'll help you with recommendations, not necessarily of people, because I can't really refer anyone. I don't have anyone on my team that I could refer, but we could tell you what to look for, what to ask for, and that type of stuff. So, I mean, that's way down in the future if you continue to have trouble, but we really do believe you'll be supported up to that point.
That's a great point. I also want to remind you guys that this is now an email service provider. So, If you've been meaning to start some sort of a newsletter, even if you're shy about the frequency right now and don't want to commit to something too frequent, maybe it's every 6 weeks or so, once a month, you now have the system to be able to do that. And ConvertKit makes that super, super easy for a couple of reasons, one of which is they're not really big into these big, fancy templates, overly designed templates. They keep email very, very simple, and I really think that's the way to go. With a newsletter, for the type of business we're in, I found that it's more effective to have something that feels like a one-to-one communication than something that's been overly produced. So anyway, just FYI, you have that in place, and I find that people, freelancers who've launched a newsletter, just getting their email service provider in place and forms set up and all that, that's the biggest obstacle. The next one is, okay, what do I write about? But frankly, that's an easy problem to solve. It's really the technical aspect that it's kind of a hurdle. It is a hurdle for most people. And now you'll have it fully integrated with what you're doing here. All right, so questions start to, if you want to join in. Melissa said, if you get lots of requests, would you consider doing a call in a month as we're further along? Absolutely. So let us know, and if we start seeing that, for instance, all right, now that everyone is pretty much the whole group is now in the ConvertKit phase and these questions keep coming up, or, you know, we feel that, look, it would be really helpful to do, you know, let's do an impromptu call. We'll give you guys notice, but on to be able to answer questions on ConvertKit or anything else in this process. Absolutely. We're very open to doing that. No problem at all. Yeah, you bet, Melissa. No problem. Again, we're here to help you. We want to make sure you're successful. So we'll answer questions on a one-off basis, but if we start seeing that there's some demand, we'll absolutely open it up and invite everyone to a call. All right, last call. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. If you got questions? All right, that looks to be it. So, again, been a pleasure working with you. I know with some of you we're still going through this process. Don't worry. Again, there's no expiration here. We'll work with you when you're ready. And as you could probably tell, Crystal will still check in with you and just make sure, hey, how are things going? We don't want to forget about you. And so We'll touch base, but I think the biggest thing you can do is just to keep moving through this process. Give yourself some deadlines for some of these milestones, and if you need us to check in on you, just let us know, especially if you need us to hold you accountable to something. We're happy to follow up with you. And as you move through this, especially the ConvertKit phase, Crystal and my team will be in touch with you, and you know, we'll be there to answer questions. So with that, we'll sign off for today. We'll get this replay posted, and we'll talk again real soon. Take care.